This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Women's rights are being fiercely debated by Iraqis drafting a new constitution. Among other things, they're arguing over whether or not to adopt Sharia law. Iraqi expatriate Zeynab Al-Zuwaj is participating in the debate, albeit from the United States. She's the executive director of the American Islamic Congress, and welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
And how long has it been since you've lived in Iraq?
I came back from Iraq just a few weeks ago.
And so in your travels and most recently, what are you observing in terms of how the debate is going vis-a-vis rights for women?
Well, most of the Iraqi women NGOs are looking not to have the Sharia law to be the main source for the social law in Iraq right now.
What would it mean specifically for women? Which rights would they see curtailed?
Well, women especially, you know, they will see like they cannot, for example, leave the house without the permission of the husband. They cannot work without the permission of the husband or the father. So it will eliminate their role in the society, and certainly they don't want that, whether they are conservatives or they are liberal and secular. And on the other hand, there is the women representation in the government. We ask to have 25% representation of the women in the government, and this is passed as a law in the previous transitional law. But now there is another debate of having the 25% quota for women in the government for only 2 terms, which means 8 years only, and after that will stop. So that's what we are right now trying to change within the Constitution Committee and lobby inside Iraq.
There has been a lot of debate over this constitution, and the debate is causing some to wonder if the constitution will be in place by the deadline in a couple of weeks. Is it worth perhaps postponing the adoption of this draft constitution to hammer out these women's rights, or are you, in fact, unnecessarily delaying it?
Well, the chapter that has all of these rights and for citizens are not really, they are not paying that much attention to. So I think if they delay it, that will give more time for people to look at the constitution in general without being in a rush, and they have to give it by the 15th of August.
What if it is the will of the majority to have Sharia law, and if Iraq is to be a democracy, it should respect the will of the majority?
Well, look, no one is against Sharia law, but why don't we make it an open to all people, whether they want to practice it, then that's fine. If they don't want to practice it, it's fine also. And this is the way it's happening, not only in previously in Iraq, but in many other countries as well.
But if you look at Iran next door, the will of the people there is to have an Islamic Republic.
Well, the will of the government, probably not all the people inside the country. I mean, there's two different things. And besides, Iraq is not Iran. We are as Iraqis, I mean, looking for better new constitution that will last with us, not at this time, but for generations to come.
Well, how optimistic are you?
There is always a hope. And we are trying to work so hard to achieve that. We have started a campaign in Baghdad called More Than One Source. And we have thousands of women all over the country are supportive. And also the head of the parliament issues a statement supporting our campaign as well.
Zeynab Al-Zuwaj is the executive director of the American Islamic Congress. She joined us from Washington. Thank you.
Thank you.